Kia ora and welcome back to the show, and I'm so lucky to have on the line with me right now Finn from the wonderfully talented The Vales. Good morning, Finn.
Good morning. How are you doing, Len?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, excited. New song out and all that.
Feels well, good. That is a good place to start. Just this morning, so super, super fresh, you have a new song out. This is No Limit of Stars, a couple of weeks after Undertow came out. So tell me, how's it been? How's the reception been?
It's been cool, man. I mean, it's just such a huge build-up to these songs coming out.
Mm.
We've been working on this album for 6 years or something like that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
To start a day with one of them coming out, it really is a beautiful feeling. And like something moving off your desk is a great feeling as well, you know?
Yeah, I can believe that. I can believe that. Yeah, it must teach you good patience, though.
Yeah, you'd think so. I don't know. I think I'm just as irascible as ever.
So, anyway, these two songs are going to be on a double album coming out soon. So without giving, obviously, too much away about the music to come, what's kind of the inspiration here?
I mean, it's been, as I say, a long period of time we've been working on it. And I write a lot of stuff. There's just always stuff coming out of my head.
Mm.
And it takes me a long time to, it takes me longer to plow, like to organize through everything than it does write things.
I'm right.
Just sort of in this, that's the world I live in, is doing that all the time. And so this time we had a long period of no touring, and I broke my wrist, which stopped me touring for ages, and then the pandemic, of course. So just all these songs. And so we ended up with this double album that kind of came out of that, like, 4 years of being at home and not touring, and all kinds of like existential crises that came out of that.
Yeah, can you kind of look back on the album and remember certain feelings and moments and events from the past 6 years?
I find it usually takes me about 3 years after an album's come out for me to be able to make any sense of it whatsoever. At the moment, it's just this like weird, complicated bunch of feelings. And like, you know, just I've been listening to them nonstop for 6 years, so I've obviously gone completely insane. Went completely insane with them years ago, so it's hard to really have anything, all of that, like, intelligent to say about them, because I am just this kind of strange hermit creature that's been living with them, being driven slowly insane by them. So I don't know. They, but then a few years afterwards, I find they do give you some amazing lessons. They teach you things gradually. They make their meaning clear to you gradually. But it's a long process, for me at least.
I guess what's kind of probably exciting a little bit about this is there will obviously be some pandemic and isolation and lockdown inspired songs, and in a sense everyone can kind of share in that. We all experienced it.
Yeah, totally. That's it. I mean, that was an amazing side of it, wasn't it? Everyone went through the same thing in some ways at the same time, different versions of the same thing. We had a baby, my partner and I had a baby about 4 months ago, so that's sort of coloured it as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, it's been the most beautiful thing, and quite opposite to creating music, really. Nowhere near as difficult. joy from start to finish. But so that sort of coloured it certainly as well. Sort of, you know, having a baby during a pandemic tends to make you think about the big things.
I can imagine. What's this, your first time becoming a father?
It is, yes.
All right. So. lots of learning then, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah, good lessons though. Big lessons. Yeah.
So today's song that came out, "No Limit of Stars." Tell us a little bit about this.
I think it was shortly after reading this book called "Nova Scene" by a man named James Lovelock. I think he wrote it in his 100th year on Earth.
Wow.
It came out a couple of years ago. It's a really great little book. I can't really remember. It was a while ago. I read it now, but I think the song came shortly after that. In it, he speaks a lot about sort of the likelihood of life existing on other planets and so forth. But kind of comes to some different conclusions about it. Like, if they are out there, they're probably avoiding us because we're so erratic. Which is a melancholy thought. Everyone knows we're here, but they're just giving us a wide berth. Or the other possibility is that we are the only life in this vast cosmos, and all the responsibility that comes with that, which is another melancholy but more sort of animating thought. And it was one that spurred the song on, I think.
Yeah, I don't know really which of those two outcomes I'd rather have.
They're interesting, aren't they, to think about. I'm kind of into the idea that we're the only ones, and I feel like there's maybe a bit of a movement to make people feel like, I don't know, like Bezos and Musk and stuff. They kind of want everyone to think there's other places so that we can just give up on here.
I do kind of get that sense a little bit. It's like maybe we should at least try preserve it.
Yeah, and it's kind of a bit of a cop-out, isn't it, if we just presume there's other stuff going on and we don't matter. It's hard, isn't it, because we were so arrogant for so long. The human race is so arrogant. And like, we have to temper that in ourselves all the time, because we just think we're so brilliant. We have for so long, the center of everything. So we have to temper that. But then now we've gone the other way, where we just think we're nothing, and we're just this pointless. There's all over the place. We're just another little speck, meaningless. And now that kind of indulges another kind of destructive behavior.
Yeah, we're kind of not great at finding a compromise between two moods, really, are we?
No, we need to work on that, I think.
I could honestly have this conversation for hours, but I do want to ask you about this song and Undertow as well. What kind of made you decide to make these singles?
I don't know. I wanted to release No Limit of Stars first. That always felt like a nice way to kick the door open. Mm. The label wanted to release Undertow, so we did that. It's usually quite dull releases like that, sort of compromises with the record label. That's often what dictates singles. I've never been very good at that, as I say, because I become this mad, hermetic creature by the end of an album. Which songs would we release first? I never know what to suggest, because they all kind of sound like the same thing to me. So
yeah,
listen to other people with that stuff. I'm like, okay, we'll put that out first then. That sounds good. We're not like a, you know, we're not a pop thing. So we could have put anything out really off the album. But this one was a fun one to make a video for as well, which we just put out today as well.
So tell me about that. How was that experience?
It's you end up with this thing in New Zealand, like we get this funding here, which is always we're very grateful for, and written into it is you have to make a music video and you have to spend $6,000 on it.
Right.
Which is odd, because like, they occupy a weird place now, music videos, where
they kind of do, yeah. Yeah.
And in the 90s, obviously, people used to spend, you know, comfortably $100,000 on a video. Mm. So now you're trying to make these things with, it sounds like a lot of money, $6,000, but then like, it just disappears so quickly.
I can believe that, yeah.
Having to find people who work for free or close to nothing, and it's always quite uphill to get something cool done with it. But I think due entirely to the wonderful people who agreed to work on it for basically nothing, we've made this great little, very atmospheric little performance video, I guess, with projections and all this sort of found footage, and it's really beautiful, I think. I'm really happy with it, which I am not usually with music videos.
Yeah, I'm always curious. Does kind of your original vision for a music video kind of end up being what it is?
Oh, no. I mean, no. It's really hard. You know, we're quite a sort of cinematic sort of sounding band.
Yeah, right.
And you often have these quite grand visions to things, and then it's like it just gets whittled down to like, oh, okay, you know, I guess we'll just stand here and play the song then. And I don't know, that's happened many times. We've been lucky enough to have a lot of really great people want to work on things over the years, and they've infused it with a lot of talent and energy. But I mean, this is maybe like the, I don't know, 15th video we've made now. We've done quite a few now over the years.
And so I guess you're well rehearsed at it.
I am, yeah. So I was pretty resigned this time to not really being that chuffed with what we made, just sort of make something nice as a little promo thing. But I made it with my friend Alex Gander, who went to school with him, and he made a video for us for my solo album called One by the Venom, where we just sort of filmed myself dying in like 80 different ways, or people dying in 80 different ways, which was great and took years.
Wow.
So we're like, let's do that again. So we played in a slightly less time-consuming way. But, you know, working with friends, that's what I've taken away from being in a band, really. That's kind of the best thing to always do.
Yeah, I think it helps, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Finn, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been absolute pleasure, and congratulations on the song coming out.
Thank you.
I'm going to play it for the audience right now, which I'm very excited about, because it is a wonderful song. And enjoy all the praise you get today, and I'm hoping for your sake there's lots of it. Yeah, again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Liam. Have a lovely day.
And that was Finn from The Veils. Now, here is the song we were just talking about. This is No Limit of Stars. Enjoy, guys.
Forever entwined at the partition between the living and the dead. And with that I raised my eyes to the sky, and I saw no limit of stars. Well, it's true, the universe cares not how we all live and die, but there's an element missing in that arrangement somehow, and I wondered why. And anyway, we don't live long beneath no limit of stars. No limit of stars. No limit of stars. No limit of stars. An unconvincing drama set on a rock adrift in space. Well, viewed from a distance, we must come and go without a trace. But way down here, the war is raging beneath no limit of stars. Well, I wonder if there's another primate sitting on a rock out there. sky, shaking its little fist in the air, saying, oh God, how can I be so alone when there's no limit of style?